This is a tshuva in Or Chaim Chelek Beis. It's Simen Tes Zayin. It was written. Tavshin Chaf Aleph, Simen Yud Zayin, I should say. Simen Yud Zayin, Tavshin Chaf Aleph, 1961. Written to Usher Anshul Kreuz in Buenos Aires, Argentina. All right? Rav Moshe got letters from all over the world, and he responded. This was a Rav in Argentina who sent him the question, Be'inyin Sidurim Usvarim Shenidfisu B'Shavis. So if you have Sidurim that were printed on Shabbos, should it be used to daven from? Hinei B'dvar Sidurei Tefila Shenidfisu B'Shavis V'Yantif Im Hashem L'Spal B'Hem. Hinei Poshel Nizdaiti Shekevan Shenasa B'Hem Avera Chamura Kazu D'Chil Shabbos. An Avera Chil Shabbos took place in the printing of these Sidurim, the Afinasi de Pole Nachrim, even if it was done through non-Jews, Mikomak Igabizeh Chil Shabbos Beferhesia, Chukikofer, Bebrias Olam, Chil Shem Shemaim. The very fact that it was done with Chil Shabbos, which is such an incredible sin, which is Kfira Bebrias Olam, Behem Usim Lidvar Mitzvah. Such Sidurim should not be used, they're repulsive for a mitzvah of tefillah. Or anything, the koshkin l'tfilos tzvichim shashem yizbach yishma v'kabla tfilos tzvichim l'zes anigorim u'praklitim tovim. What he's trying to say is that since tefillah requires the merit that the tefillah should be accepted, which is not taken for granted, so therefore there's always a question whether the tefillah be accepted. But if you have a situation where you have a strike against the tefillah from being accepted, then ki'ilu the tefillah doesn't. Can't count as a tefillah, you'll see. The ech yispal aydei davar sheyis kategor chas v'shalom. Lo yaniach sheyiskabu hatefillos. So the very vehicle for the tefillah is a siddur that was that had an aver chil Shabbos associated with it that's tainting the siddur. The siddur cannot be used for tefillah. That's his point. The yesh makom lomar, now he wants to take it a step further. The gam b'diavad lo yatsa b'tfil kazu sheyase sheyia kategor. Now he wants to say interesting chidush, that if you have a tefillah that's built into that tefillah is a kategor, a prosecution, a something which is going to undermine the tefillah. Therefore, the tefillah itself b'diavad doesn't count as tefillah either. Shelachin vade lo tiskal b'tfilah. So the tefillah sheyodeya. If there's someone who does something that, based on their own actions, it's basically guaranteeing, you could say, that the tefillah is not going to be accepted, so then the tefillah is not accepted. The Hachazinan, he gives an example, and he brought this raya in a lot of different places in his tshuvas, Rav Moshe. The Gemara in Brachos talks about a person who davened and finds out that where he was a place that wasn't clean. Shemasik Rava concludes there in the Gemara, Daho v'chata, he should have checked, he should have inspected that there was no tzoah there. V'chata, api shespal tefilas ha-to'eva. The tefilas ha-to'eva even after the fact. B'brachos daf chabez, because of Tosfos v'Rashi, Shehu dafka b'chet k'lashon Rava. He had reason to think. It wasn't an onus. He had reason to think that there could have been tzoah there. And therefore, the din would be, according to many Rishonim, however, then the tefillah counts. In other words, the tzoah was there regardless. But if the person couldn't have expected, anticipated that so it was there, then tefilas tefila. But if the person could have checked and didn't and wasn't careful to make sure there was no tzoah there, and then davened, tefila is not a tefila. Alma, so what do you see? But either way, the tzoah was there. So what makes the tefila no good? Alma, the lo mitzad tzoah in tefilas tefila. El mitzad cheto be'es tefila. The person's negligence that because of their negligence, there's something that could be a ma'akev in the tefillah. So the very fact that the person davens building into the context of the tefillah something which should be a ma'akev in the tefillah, that undermines the tefillah itself. The imkein hu mishum she'asa kategor shelo tezkar tefillah. Knows to daven in a context where you are you are yourself building into that tefillah a ikuv in the tefillah, that itself is pogame in the tefillah. The tefillah sheyedua shelo tezkar in a tefillah. The imkein yishlom mizeh chol chet she'osa b'shasa tefillah shu kategor shelo tezkar in a tefillah. So they were learning, and it was time to daven, and Rav Yirmiyah was rushing out to daven, and they were both learning. Rav Zeir felt he had to finish learning first. So Rav Zeir said that you can finish learning first, and if you don't, then the tefillah itself is not going to be a tefillah. You have to see the Gemara there carefully. Obviously, mechuyev to daven. So you have to see the Gemara exactly what the pshat is. But meanwhile, he felt he doesn't have to stop learning at that moment to daven. Shelariva harash bebrachas kimin she nemar toeva havi dino she ina tefila the yals bispal shel chora ezetam yesh baze aval hu mikimin she heiser asna b'shmar tor b'shpul tefilaso kategor shel teskabat tefilaso. By the fact that he's leaving the learning to daven, that creates a kategor in the tefillah. In a tefillah. So the fact that you are yourself aware that there's going to be a ma'akev in the tefillah doesn't count. The stam tefillah. Now here he says something also interesting that he refers to elsewhere too. The stam tefillah. Now every tefillah has the potential to be accepted. It's important you sow. You think, whose tefillah is accepted? Only someone in a big madrega. No, stam tefillah, afshel anashim shutim, v'afshel bali avera. Here, even someone who's not from, or whatever, does many averas. Afshel shetiskabel. Why? Because there, the chet is not in the ma'aseh tefillah itself. So who knows? You have schusim, Hashem wants to answer your tefillah. Kemi she'eino chet b'ma'aseh tefillah, v'lechen yesh gam sanegorim. Sharei asa gam davetov. Every person has some things they did that are positive. So who knows? There's a schus a person has. Hashem says, let me answer this person, this Baal Averis tefillah. Even if your person doesn't have any good credit on their account for something that the tefillah should be accepted because of that. The greatest possible schus that you could have, Hashem will accept your tefillah, is the fact that you're turning to Hashem to daven. So if you ever know where a person is coming from, person utters a tefillah, the kavana, that itself could be a schus, that tefillah is accepted. And Moshe mentions this elsewhere. They asked him, why does he daven for people, come over and ask it, daven for this, for what is it, for bracha for people? He felt because, anyone's tefillah, even if I don't hold myself to be so great, he says, but you see what count, anyone could be zoche because there's a schus. But the difference is over here, kisha asa avera b'maisa tefillah. The difference is, the avera was an actual act of tefillah, eino kum hasanegorim, mitzad sham mitzvos maisim tovim she'asa, whatever other things you did that were good, no, the mikomakum tefillah zu, yefshesh deskabu, mitzad hakatego shebetefillah, gufa b'lechein eino tefillah. And therefore he carries it back to our situation. And Mimele, he says, gam b'mispal mitoch sidurim, shenasa behen avera. So you have to add the caveat. The person doesn't know. You can't say it's like the case where he didn't expect Betzoa. How would I know that the Sidurim were printed on Shabbos? But if you know that the Sidurim were printed on Shabbos, and you daven from such a Sidur, yesh tam gadol omar she'ena tefillah kal. There's an argument, a very strong argument to say that the tefillah doesn't count. Would that l'maisa mean that he has to be daven? Okay, I won't take it that far. Av l'maisa engol l'asa l'spala d'chim epnei shan medamim nasa maisa. It's an expression to Gemara. Because we have a good svara, it doesn't mean we're going to act on it. V'havim u'v l'such l'skot. So basically, it's farfalim. You know, the tefillah could be invalid, but we're not going to tell you to daven again. Now, what's the taina you can ask? The tefillah doesn't need a siddur. You can daven baal peh too. So how can you tell me that the problem is that you did something that's going to make the tefillah not going to be accepted if it's in the siddur? The siddur is not necessarily necessary. The Ein Lomar, the came the Ikra Tefillah who is Spar Bal Peh, came first by Shabbos Kuf Tetzvav, Nimtza Afsh Tegedidon Sheitiru Lechtov, we allowed ourselves to write down the words of the Tefillah and Torah Shabbos Peh and so on, who Raka Haske Shelo Nitet, that we shouldn't make a mistake, Shelochein in Kepeda Kol Kach, maybe it's not such a big deal, Me'achah She'in Zami Maisa Mitzvah, the Tefillah, Gufa, Shuraki Gorm Shinuchal Kaim Ketikuna, it's just a contributing factor to daven properly, not to make a mistake, but you don't need the Siddur per se. The answer is no, because the Ramah brings at the end of Siman Nun Gimel regarding Shliach Tzibur. She's Pal Rak Mitoch Sefer HaMiyuchad L'Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur should have a special Chazin's Siddur that we know Vadei Nichtav L'Shmo. It was written with right Kavanos. It's quoted in the name of the Mahariyot, Kedetzien, Shumi Mahariyot, B'Shem HaRokeach. From the Chachmi Ashkenaz, a person should, about tefillah, a Shliach Tzibur should have a nice siddur that was written without any ulterior motives. It has explained if it's written for gaiva, like they used to have, like not the printed siddurim, but like the manuscripts, and the person did it to show off, so that's not a siddur to give to the Shliach Tzibur. Alma, Daf Siddur Kasher, Shinichta Bushem Hisparus Vyofi Haksav, was a calligraphy type of a siddur. It was to show off the talents of the one who wrote it, the scribe. Ukedoma Kedisa Vitaz, Nami Hu Giro Sas. That creates a chisar and shulot yet fil rarsan kolkach. And this kpeda is specific to the shat. The kapita is a bishat, shihu betfilas at sibur, shulot yet baf, pagam kazet. Even that little deficiency, mekemish tfilas at sibur, nishmas, bevadai. Their tefillah is for sure heard. Kedisa brachas tafches shuleis ratzon. Then a kash brachu mos betfilas and shabrabim. Therefore, tzorach liros she'apigam katan kazeh lo yia kedesh shelo yipischam pel kam mekadri gohaktin malas atzibur. So we don't want even the slightest pigam in the malas atzibur. Therefore, the shaft should have a siddur that was not written with any type of gaiva involved. Ubi yachid she'en abar she'tukul betfilas. So here by yachid, there's no guarantee. Depends on his deeds. So this type of little pagam is not something we're concerned about. About kopan mechazina and the ofen shenichtav asider who also wrote it. But this much you can see from the Ramah, that the manner in which a siddur is written makes an impact. Therefore, back to our case, this major deficiency. It's a great kidrug that you have it using a siddur of Chil Shabbos, who chisaron b'hamitzvah v'asur af liyachid l'spar b'hem. U'meilu yeshlimo d'gam shasvarim, even other things, af shaleko tam b'tfilah yeshlesar ha-mitzvah, the mitzvah shalimit Torah, nami yeshlias below kitruk. So same thing you could say for learning. V'gam atzach siyat d'shmai, lo avin tibet Torah kedosha, kashe tikdu l'spar l'zeh b'chol yom b'chus ha-barabba, that Hashem should help. Hashem gives you the shmaya to understand your learning. V'miya kitruk chas v'shem mitzvah salim with gufa hari yikuv v'lisbarach v'siyat the shmaya v'chein vadi shalchol adam lizar melitol sidur mesvarim sheishlocha shindivisu b'shabbes v'iser yedido Moshe Feinstein. You'll see sometimes in Sfarim they'll say nitfas al niyar she'ein boch shash chol shabbes. You've seen that?
In the Gemara, in our Otzad.
Yeah. So now you understand where it's coming from. Now you understand where that is coming from. I just want to maybe make one small hosafa occur to me. I mean, obviously, Yesh Ladun, I'm not pasking Hani Halachas here. But, you know, it's common, it's not uncommon to see people davening from a smartphone. Okay, so there are a number of issues that could be thought about. At the end of the day, Mestamer, there's what to rely on. I mean, it's hard to be to passel and to ask for something that's become so nafutz, especially if you have no alternative, if you don't have your place, but you don't have sidurim. So I'm not saying, therefore, that it's definitely a problem. But there are considerations. First of all, one's not supposed to hold something in their hand when they're davening. Sidur is an exception, because a sidur is its sidur. But let's say something else, especially something which has value. There's a whole deal on holding a Sefer Torah when you face certain tefillahs, like Birchas HaChodesh and so on. B'Shmone Esrei especially, there's a kepeda B'Shmone Esrei not to be holding something of value, because it could drop and you're worried about it dropping, whatever. Certainly a cell phone can cost hundreds of dollars. So, okay, you're used to holding it, but Umaysa, there is perhaps an issue in terms of that halacha. Okay, but now, in light of this tshuva, maybe something to think about is, okay, hopefully nobody's ever used a cell phone for avaris, you know. But, you know, out there in the world, you know, people get all kinds of things on a cell phone. Some of them are, you know, less than worthy and maybe worse. And to the extent that maybe you'll you think about that issue in terms of this tshuva, you know, it could be that here you're using something, a vehicle for the tefillah, something which was used for in some way for an avera or not the most worthy of purposes, no most noble purposes. It could be that that same inyan that Moshe is discussing, this tshuva, could have relevance for that I didn't see anyone that actually makes that comparison, but it's just something that hit me as I was going through this tshuva. So any thoughts, any questions? Anyone? Okay, listen, Rav Moshe's chus should be a megin on Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, I had the privilege of seeing Moshe many, many, many times as a youngster. I didn't take advantage perhaps as much as I should have. It was only small talk. It was never like real serious discussions of learning. I didn't feel like I could bring myself to that. But having been mishamish him in small ways, you know, learning for him on numerous occasions, and even the greetings that we had on Shabbos and before, you know, different occasions, just asking me what I'm learning, all certain things stay in your head. And, you know, it's obviously a schus in its own way. I always feel like in Tainus Esther it's appropriate to be maskir Rav Moshe, and the impact that he had on Klal Yisrael is just, you know, beyond description. The impact in so many ways, and sort of setting, being a trailblazer and tshuvas that nobody was willing to take on. And the truth is, we have a problem today in terms of, you know, serious shilas at Omid al Perek, and we don't always know, you know, where to go. Moshe had the shoulders to be able to take on tshuvas and to be able to paskin, and there's a lot that can be said, you know, in that vein. So, chusa, you're going to learn about Klal Yisrael. Okay, so now we'll do.